You're listening to the Closing Market Report from Illinois Public Media. I'm U of I Extension's Todd Gleason. We're now joined by Eric Snodgrass to take a look at the weather forecast for us. Eric, let's start across the planet. There seems to be flooding that we should pay attention to. What can you tell me?
Yeah, so there's certainly a lot of flooding right now in France. The Seine River has certainly been well over its banks, some flooding that has not been seen there in quite some time. In fact, it's so bad they had to shut down the Louvre, so that museum is closed to the public, and they're moving stuff out of the basement to get it away from any potential flooding threat. And you talk about flooding, there's a lot of very wet places around the world. In fact, you come back to the U.S., you want to see some serious flooding, go to Texas. The weather patterns have been such that there's been a persistent flow of moisture across Texas. A lot of thunderstorm activity been triggered there. Just north of Houston, in the last 2 weeks, we're talking 20-plus inches of rain. For perspective, that is half a year's worth of rainfall for us here in Champaign. Some of their rivers are 10 feet over their record flood stage at this point. And that's kind of a bigger picture of what's going on out west in the Great Plains. The Central Plains and the West have been, this side of the Rockies, I should say, though, very, very wet, causing some problems with wheat, certainly causing problems with the last 20% or so of soybeans that need to get in. You got some wet spot issues, trying to get those replanted. And then certainly we're going to be having to pay attention to some nitrogen loss, but we do have some corn in the ground. In fact, we even got a little bit of thunderstorm activity in the eastern part as well. We saw some kind of hit-or-miss storms in Illinois last week. In fact, one of them hit Champaign pretty hard, gave us a flash flood warning, and even produced some small hail for a little while. Thankfully, the hail was small enough that it didn't cause any damage to the crops, though.
I'd like to get to the shorter term in just a bit, but can you start with the longer-term weather forecast as we head into the summer time frame?
Yeah, this is important. We got to look at the setup of the jet stream at this time of year. So basically between now through about July 9th or 10th, the jet stream is going to set itself up such as a trough in the east and a ridge in the west. Ridges are associated with warm weather. Troughs are associated with cooler weather. So if this trough sets up in the east, it's going to cool down the eastern part of the Corn Belt. But that whole wave pattern in the jet stream begins to shift mid-month. So beyond June 10th, that time frame, we're expecting that ridge to move over the center part of the country, which brings in more warmth, which brings in then the kind of the risk for some, maybe even temperatures that border on maybe stressing some of the corn crop. It's a little too far out to pin down some numbers, but it's at least a weather pattern that suggests well above average temperatures as we kind of get into the end of June, maybe even the start of July. So we're watching that in the long term. In the short term, though, you got to deal with the fact that there's a low pressure system coming out of Canada. It's going to strengthen as it goes across the Great Lakes. And as it does that, it's going to drape a cold front across the region. We're already seeing the effects of the precipitation already. In fact, I started off the day in South Dakota. It was raining because of that cold front. And then now we've got rain pushing into central Illinois from the south. So if you're going down to Cardinal game tonight, looks a little wet there right now. That all kind of invigorates again tomorrow. Chance for some thunderstorms tomorrow. But after that front passes and the temperatures drop off, gosh, it looks like it's may get a few days of drying out, although it will be a little chilly.
Eric, thanks so much. Always good to talk with you.
Yeah, thank you.
Eric Snodgrass is with AgriBull, joins us here on Illinois Public Media to take a look at the agricultural weather forecast each and every Friday afternoon. You can always find him again on our website at willag.org. That's willag.org.